Good morning, Great Grace. Let's give them some praise. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are alive and able to experience. So what you going to do in this day? Anybody ready to give them a praise? Let me see your praise on the screen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 If you want to unmute because you don't have your video on, you want to unmute and praise them, come on and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's celebration time, Great Grace, for our healings. Hallelujah. For our deliverance. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 We would like some more people to just come on in. Come on in to the celebration. It is a new day, one that the Lord all by himself made, and it's good. Hallelujah. Because everything God does is good. Hallelujah. So come on and loose your praise first, y'all. Come on, everybody. You got to get loose. Hallelujah. You got to wave your hands. If you got to shake your feet, shake your legs. Hallelujah. We don't want to miss what God is going to do for us today. Hallelujah. We might be on vacation, mom, but we always got to praise for God. Hallelujah. So come on, come on. Press a little bit more. Press a little bit more for the praise. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We praise you. Hallelujah. You are so amazing, God. You are so wonderful, Lord. And your works are marvelous. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, God, for everything you've done, all that you've manifest, God. We thank you, God, for giving us a measure of faith this morning to praise you. Hallelujah. Because we believe God's doing just what he said he was going to do. And today is a day of celebration because it's Independence Day, y'all. It's a new independence. God declared in 2022 that this is our year of healing and deliverance. So we got independence all year long from healing and deliverance. I thank God, hallelujah, for our healing and deliverance today. He's making us free, not setting us free, but he's making us free that we would no longer go back to those old ways and things that causes us to be disconnected from him. So again, I admonish you and I encourage you to rejoice, everybody. Come on, let's rejoice some more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Well, I hope you are ready. I hope you are excited. I hope you had an opportunity to shake something off that was weighing you down because God has something for you. I'm going to say it again, Great Grace. God has something for you, and it's up to us to receive what he has. Hallelujah. So activate your faith, not by what you see, by what you believe. And that's taking God at his word. So thank you, God. We celebrate the Lord God Almighty today for just declaring this year a year of healing and deliverance for us. And he has so much. And also, it is Men's Sunday. Woo! Hallelujah. We have some of the finest men in the entire universe. Hallelujah. And God allowed them to be a part of this body of Christ. And we thank him so much for that. So at this time, we are going to go forward with our prayer first by Brother Givens, followed by our scripture by Brother Coleman.
Good morning, Great Grace Church. I thank the Lord for seeing you all on today. So listen, let's go ahead and bow our heads and pray. Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Lord God. Please forgive us for our sins, Lord, for the sins that we do purposely, Lord God, and the sins that we do unaware. Lord God, I ask that you bless everyone that came into the service on today, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you mend the relationship between you and the listeners, Lord God, on that have come on today, Lord God. Repair the relationships, Lord God, that have been broken by our doing, Lord God, and sometimes that we didn't do. Lord God, I ask that you bless our pastor, Lord God, bless her family, bless Brother Doc. Lord God, just keep her, Lord God, keep her strength, Lord God, and keep giving her what is needed for us, Lord God. And Lord God, give her a purpose in her heart and in our hearts, Lord God, to do your will and to run after you and follow you. Lord God, I ask that you bless the service on today. Lord God, bless the scripture reading, the greeters, Lord God, the financial officers, the minister on duty, Lord God, the praise and worship, and the person who's going to bring the word for us on today. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this vacation month, Lord God. But Lord God, just don't allow us to succumb to this temptation that can just hinder us while we are relaxing, Lord God. But just keep us just vigilant and just our eyes always open on you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for I ask that you bless the children and anyone that's going back to school this coming year, Lord God. There's still things out there, Lord God, different infections and things that are going around. Lord God, I ask that you just protect them, Lord God, while they go back into the classes, Lord God. Lord God, give the teachers, Lord God, strength and the mind to teach our youth, Lord God, and just to that they won't get frustrated. And they won't lose their minds trying to, you know, teach the children and to deal with the children, Lord God, because we were hard-headed when we were in school, Lord God, and I can only imagine now. So I ask that you just bless them and keep them. Lord God, I thank you for Sister Yolanda. Thank you for my children, Lord God. I ask that you just keep them and bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay. Morning, great grace. And hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the healing word of the Lord. I'll be coming from Psalms 145, the first of the 10 verses. And the word of God reads, I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. God is the Lord, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great of mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are all over his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My. Did you all hear the word? I heard my brother say the healing word of the Lord. Y'all, can we give God praise that there's healing in his word? Can somebody just help him and praise him? Woo! Hallelujah. The healing word. That was a nugget, y'all. See, we got to be alert. You got to be sober and vigilant today, because you don't know what God is going to drop in your lap, in your presence, for you to partake of today. Listen, it's a day to celebrate, I don't want to let this moment pass by without us really giving God a good praise for who he is and what he has been doing for us this year. Yes, we get ready to have our praise and worship, but we need to just take time, because that scripture talked about praising him of the wonderful works that he's done. Come on, y'all. Let's step forth again. Get into that devil that's rope and give God another praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, I know some of the good things and great works that God has been doing in our lives just this year, but I know it's so much more that I don't know. So continue to give God praise. Let's continue to lift up his name as we go into our praise and worship.
This is the price you pay for flying high. So whenever you're flying high, you're going to have some bumpy areas. That's why I want to admonish you to don't give up, but hang in there.
Would you love to hear some new music?
Yes.
What about you? You want to hear some new music?
Definitely.
What about you?
Absolutely.
What, yes. What about y'all? Can I do some new music?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Y'all, is it cool if I do some new music?
Yes.
Cool? Is it cool? Is it cool? Let's do this. Y'all, can I do some new music?
Yes.
What about over there? Can I do some new music?
Yes.
I'm going to do some new music. Let's do some new music. It go like this.
Just for me. You've closed just for me.
Let's everybody rock with me. Just rock with me.
The world did not spring all around me.
In the balcony, can I see you rock with me? Just rock with your boy.
The songs are in your will.
I appreciate
so
it.
So I can feel what others feel. Their needs. If I could speak.
Can I do one more song? Can I try to sing real quick? Somebody say, sing, Kirk.
Sing,
y'all trying to be funny. I'm a mess. I make mistakes. Get mad and say things I shouldn't say. Still, your love reminds me every day. I'm the reason why God made grace. I'm singing grace. Yeah.
I'm the reason why God made grace.
Can you say that with us?
I'm singing grace.
Say, I'm the reason why.
I'm the reason why God made grace.
Can you get up on your feet and dance with me? Dance, I want to teach you. This is too high. I got a new dance. Can you do this dance with me? I'm gonna show you.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody, love nobody but you.
Do it with me, yo.
Hallelujah. Yes, we don't want to love nobody but the Lord. Great grace. Hallelujah. But the truth of the matter is when you love the Lord, you're going to love everybody. Hallelujah. Because when his love is in you, he loves everybody. No matter who you are, what you've been through, where you're going, he loves you. He loves you. Do you hear me, great grace? He loves you. Hallelujah. So we thank God for those selection. And I bless God for the first one because giving up what? Somebody tell me giving up is not what?
An option.
Did I hear another?
An option.
Not an option.
Giving up great grace is not an option. So listen, if you haven't seen your healings, if you haven't seen your deliverances quite yet, keep holding on. Because God is moving. God is manifesting himself in us and through us in marvelous ways. Now, look, don't put him in a box, y'all. Get him out the Cracker Jack box. Hallelujah. Don't put God in a box. Allow him to come in to do whatever it is he sees fit to do, to love you the way he wants to love you, to heal you the way he wants you to be healed. Is that all right? Can I just see a nod or a shake or a thumbs up or something? Is that all right if God just want to come in and just heal you the way he wants? Is it all right for God to have a little bit of the right of way right in through here? Great grace. Hallelujah. I'm excited because when I wake up every day, I think not only about myself, but the opportunity that God is giving for people to receive healing and deliverance. Yeah, the scripture says we walk by faith and not by sight. It is the measure of faith that he's given to every one of us that qualifies us to be able to receive this year a healing or deliverance or whatever it is you need. So listen, Great Grace, hold on. Hold on, hang in there and allow God to be whatever he wants to be in you and through you, especially on this celebration praise day. Hallelujah. Freedom from all those things that's been holding us in bondage. So I thank God and I praise God. And now at this time, we are going to have one of our beautiful sisters in Christ to come forward, Sister Paula Gupta, for our welcome.
Good morning, everyone. I'd just like to welcome you to Great, Great Church. It's wonderful to have you guys here. Sorry for no video or something that's going on with my video camera, but I bless God for all of you showing up this morning. I thank God that you are all here. Have a wonderful day and continue to invite everyone to come into Great Grace Church, where we have an awesome, dynamic pastor, and just understand that we love you, and I can't wait to see you when we get back in the building. Amen.
Amen. I'm with you on that, Sister Gupta. I look forward to the rejoicing and celebration and just the fine time we're going to have when we're back in our physical building as the church gathers together back in the building to just praise God and just glorify his name and whatever he wants us to do. And it's going to be beautiful. Great Grace, get ready. Get excited. Listen. Don't get lax where you are, because God has some amazing things he's going to be manifesting as we enter back into the physical building. And now at this time, we're going to call the lovely Sister Carolyn Givens to come forward for our offering.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. It's such a good and blessed thing to be back in the house of the Lord, even if it's not in the church just yet, but in the homes where you are, or wherever you are, or wherever you may be. But this is the opportunity that we can all join in and we can all give unto the Lord. Your reasons may be different for giving, meaning you might be giving God because you're grateful, you're thankful, you appreciate all that he's doing in your life. And so my reasons is giving because, God, without you, I may not have a job. So God, thank you. So we can all have reasons to give. We all have reasons to just join in and just give, because you're grateful to God for no other reason, really. But I'm going to go ahead and put in the chat the link to give. It is there now. So all you have to do is just click the link that takes you to our church's website. From there, you can just go to online giving. When you get to online giving, just let them know where you want to allocate your finances are going to. If you want to do building fund, pastor appreciation, tithes, offering. But we do ask, and the trustees office do ask, that you please fill out an envelope if you want to receive credit at the end of the year. Please take a picture of your envelope, fill them out. Take time to meet up with someone from our treasury department so they can obtain those. So they can maintain and get a copy of those envelopes. Okay, that is very important. They do have envelopes. If you need some more to keep track of your envelopes, please reach out to them. They are a great resource. If you have any questions about how to set up your direct deposit, please feel free. Don't say you didn't know. You didn't know we had direct deposit. Hang back, get with one of them and they can teach you or show you how to set it up. Okay. One last thing, we talked about faith, in Sunday school, about not seeing with our eyes. So, Sister Bush, we got pulled into, you know, thinking about different people who we remembered having that faith. And so when it comes to your offering and stuff like that, you can look around in our church and see, okay, wow, you know, I want to have faith enough to give like that, or to don't be intimidated by it. So go out and seek those people who are maybe doing the right things with their offering, or you feel like the Lord is giving you to team up with, and okay, what's the best step? So what do I do? How do I give, you know, without shortchanging God? Meet up with those people. So I just wanted to encourage you all like that today. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you. We give you honor and praise, for you alone are worthy. God, we just thank you so much for all that you are saying and doing, and how it's connecting in our services on today. God, we just thank you for all that you're going to do, the ways that you're going to make the strategic plans on how we should use our funds and finances. God, we just thank you on today. And I just bless you in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now we are back into the hands of Minister Butler. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carolyn. And yes, it is truly a blessing to give. At this time, we are going to have our announcements by the lovely Dr. K. So listen up so you can hear all that's going on and will be coming up.
Good morning. Can y'all hear me? Okay, good morning. Good morning, everybody. I hope y'all having a wonderful day in service. My scripture will be coming from Joshua 1, verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. All right, so y'all know that already. This is our vacation month, so we don't got nothing going on but Sunday service. Okay, so usual time wisely, because soon as September hits, which is like, what, less than 2 weeks, we're going to hit the ground running with everything else that we got going on for service. So I want to go ahead and fill you in with what's coming up in September. So starting September 12th, we'll be picking up on our Zoom workouts every Monday at 7 p.m. Yes, we're going to work out again, y'all, get fit. All right, and then we have a couple of meetings coming up. So September 2nd.
You have to unmute.
Friday, September 2nd, we have a leadership meeting at 7 p.m. Saturday at 1 p.m., the Ushers, Greeters, and Little Love Outreach is going to be going on. That's the Saturday following the first Saturday of September. And then Sunday, September 4th at 12 noon, we have a Jules meeting. September 5th is Labor Day. So like I said, we won't be doing Zoom until September 12th. And then we have Wednesday, September 7th is our safety and security meeting following Bible study. And then Friday, September 9th is our youth ministry leaders meeting. And then September 10th, which is that Saturday, is our quarterly women's fellowship at 9 a.m. So make sure y'all are there and attentive and ready to receive something from God. That's all that I really have for announcements. If you haven't already been receiving emails for our prayer, we have prayer lists every Friday. So if you're not receiving emails, please send a direct message to Minister Butler or Sister Brianna, the host and the co-host for the Zoom meeting that we have going on, the Zoom service. So just send them a direct message so you can get those emails, and they'll show you in those emails how to add or remove people from the prayer list as need be. That's a good resource that we have. It's less strain on the body as a whole. So just, you know, make sure you have those features. And they're also there to assist if you need navigation guidance. All right. And then last but not least, I always like to leave y'all with a health tip. Monkeypox is a big thing going on right now, and everybody wanted to wear gloves for COVID. That was the wrong time to wear gloves in the store, what have you. You still need respiratory protection when you're dealing with monkeypox. Monkeypox is a virus. So make sure you're having respiratory protection, like a mask. And if you are comfortable, I would highly recommend you wear gloves when you go in the store, because it's transmitted from either touching somebody that is infected, or if somebody infected touches something and then you go and touch it, you can develop monkeypox. Monkeypox is usually the symptoms will expose itself within 3 weeks of exposure to it. So make sure that you're aware of that. It doesn't just come with those big, like, pimple-like, you know, like sore outbreaks on your skin. It can also show up as a cough. It can show up as a rash. It can show up as a fever. It can show up as swollen lymph nodes, exhaustion. There's a lot of symptoms for the monkeypox. So make sure you're really paying attention to your body. Eat foods that's going to build your immune system, keep you protected. Make sure you're drinking water, stay hydrated. And really just listen to your body. Nobody's going to know your body better than you. So make sure everyone's doing what they need to do to protect themselves. Make sure you're using Lysol, Clorox, Lysol spray, whatever you need. So that was just my tip. I hope that you guys stay safe. And I handed it back over to Minister Butler.
Thank you, Dr. K. Look at this now. I don't know if y'all missed it, but that was another healing blessing that came our way because you didn't have to pay a doctor. You didn't have to pay somebody to get that information so that you can be protected and we can protect one another. So can I just see a praise to God for just thinking about us, looking out for us before we even realize we need to be looked out for. Hallelujah. And he put our very own world-renowned doctor in our ministry, Dr. K. We appreciate you sharing that information. And yes, let's take heed. Let's have an ear to hear so we can take heed so we can protect ourselves and one another. So thank you so much. I receive that healing, God. I receive that blessing. I don't want to take nothing for granted, y'all. God is doing this for us and he's doing it well. So now at this time, I hope you ready and got some more praise energy in you because we're going to have another praise selection.
God, something real nice tonight. Come on, tell him you appreciate him. Tell him you love him. Come on, come on, all across the sanctuary. Tell him how much he means to you. Your simple song. Y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Then we simply say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it, Lord. Yeah. Now say all of the glory. Yeah. Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you. Y'all got it now? Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord. Say you deserve it.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
From the bottom of my heart, Lord, I say,
From the bottom of my heart, I say. From the depths of my heart, I say, Lord. All of my worship, Lord. I give you all my worship, Lord. No one deserves this praise. No one deserves this worship but you, Lord. Together one time, my hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on in concert and say it.
God, hallelujah, hallelujah, great grace, hallelujah. Our praise, our song, our thanksgiving, it belongs to the Lord, hallelujah. Can we just give God a hand praise together? Because he's so good, he's so good, he's so good, he's so good. Truly our hallelujah, which is our praise, our song, our thanksgiving, our worship, it belongs to the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless God for that selection, but we also bless God for the blessing of that reminder of how we're to give our all to God, because he truly, truly, truly deserves it. Hallelujah. And furthermore, he has even yet more to give us in this service. Hallelujah. So once again, before Pastor come forward, can we just give God a hand praise? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you're worthy. You are so wonderful, God. And we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you, we thank you. Listen, don't miss what God has for you. Hallelujah. At this time, if you're able to stand, we want to honor our pastor as she comes forward.
Good morning. Good morning, great grace. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. God is amazing. He is so beautiful and he is holy. Hallelujah. I honor the Lord on this morning. I honor his blessed son, Jesus. I honor his precious Holy Spirit. I give honor to my husband. Hey, Shanda! Hallelujah to everyone that's tuned in. God is so good, and I appreciate him so much. I thank God for all of the things that he is teaching me, all of the things that he is showing me, hallelujah, especially in this time of us needing healing and deliverance. I thank the Lord, hallelujah, because he is giving me to open up my mind to all of my issues, everything that's wrong with me. Hallelujah. And I know that everything that the Lord allows me to see, those are places that, hallelujah, he is working on and desires to deliver me from.
So I appreciate the Lord so much. I thank God for the things that he's just been teaching me about life, about salvation, about holiness, hallelujah, through going through the experiences of healing and deliverance. So I just praise God and I thank God, hallelujah, for loving me enough to want to get me together, get me straight, get me cleaned up, hallelujah. I praise God and I thank him for all that he is and all that he does. And I thank God for the word that we're going to have on today. We're just going to divert from vacation, hallelujah. And we're going to deal with lawsuits today. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. This particular scripture, as soon as I had ministered the first Sunday, this particular scripture, the Lord just kept bringing back to me. So he has the right to change up whatever he chooses. So we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Hallelujah. Dare any of you having a matter against another go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between the brethren. But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because ye go to law one with another. Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do ye not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. Hallelujah. May God bless those that hear the word and receive it. So great grace, open up your heart and your mind, hear and receive this word. Hallelujah. That your life may be enriched. Hallelujah. And fulfilled more in righteousness. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Okay. So this particular scripture is talking about suing your brothers, pretty much. Paul is reproving the church of Corinthians because they were taking their matters against their brothers and sisters to the secular law. They were going outside of the church and going to the heathen to judge their brothers and their sisters. And he was reproving them for such things. They were even taking little simple matters, small matters. Hallelujah. And Paul was like, this is not the way to do. He's letting the church know that you can't mix salvation or righteousness or godliness with worldliness. And the Bible tells us that, and it makes it clear to us in so many different places in the word, but it's something about us. When we come to God, we don't totally come out of the world. We still look to the world for the things that our carnal man wants. And when your carnal man wants money, when it feels like it has been defrauded, hallelujah, and it feels like there's something to gain, we're going to go to what we would call is the highest court, the carnal court, because we know that they're not going to think spiritually. Spiritually, the Lord would say, forgive. Hallelujah. Just take the wrong. Take whatever you feel that has been done to you. But that's not what we want to do. As Christians, that is what the Lord is encouraging us to do. But that may not be what we really want to do. Everybody wants to get something for nothing. Hallelujah. And I love the way that Paul starts this particular portion of this epistle out. He says, dare any of you
what gives us the audacity to feel like we have to go before the non-believers or the heathen court to get compensated, to get justice, or to have someone else reap because of what we say they have done to us. Remember, what you say someone has done to you may not be what the Lord says someone has done to you. Hallelujah. When you feel like you have sufficient courage to go against someone and contend with them, but you do it before the unjust. And Paul was like, how dare you? How dare you even think in such a manner? How dare you even think about going to the heathen against your brothers and your sisters? They're unjust. How can they judge us? Why is it that you just don't go before the saints of the Most High God? You say God is Most High, God rules, and He reigns supreme everywhere. Hallelujah. But is that only applying to you and not your brothers and your sisters? How come we don't see them worthy of anything? How come we look at them as being so far beneath us? And I am kind of running ahead, but maybe we'll have to come back to that and revisit it. Hallelujah. He says, do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Hallelujah. When you look at, I'll go back and give you these scriptures for you to research them. But Matthew chapter 19, it talks about the 12 tribes of Israel, us judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Hallelujah. It talks about the Lord coming with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all. That's in the book of Jude. Okay. We are, check this out. Listen real good. Don't get nothing twisted. Okay. We are not judges. The Bible tells us that God is the only judge. He is the only one that has the ability to judge, the heart to judge, the mind to judge. God does not have underlying motives that would prevent him from judging righteously. Okay. But in judging the world, hallelujah, he lets us know that he will allow us to sit with him as he judges. Hallelujah. That's after we have been transformed. Hallelujah. From this corruption to incorruption. He will allow us to sit with him. Search the scriptures, because in them you can't say, I want you to see that this particular scripture is not twisted. Okay. And it's not one part saying one thing and one saying another thing. If you are there with someone when they judge, hallelujah, then you are allowed to be at the judgment. You are taking part in the judgment. That's what it's saying. Okay. We have to, he was trying to let the Corinthians church know that when it comes to judging the world, you're going to be there and you're going to be judging matters, judging by being a part of the Lord judging matters that are in this world. Hallelujah. When you think about what the saints do to you opposed to what the world does, you're dealing with, when it comes to the world, you're dealing with great evils that are due to all of these extreme demonic influences that are everywhere. And we are caught up in a lot of them. A lot of them are in our lives. We don't see how these evil influences, these demonic influences influence us. Hallelujah. When we do see, we know that we have to fight. Hallelujah. But the church goes to law. This is what Apostle Paul was saying. He was saying the church, the people of God, the saints go to law over small, simple matters. And if the saints
the ones that you don't go to for even the smaller matters in your life, if they're going to judge the greater evils of this world, be there with the Lord when he's judging, because of all of the demonic influence that's in the entire world, what makes you think that they're not capable of judging the little things in your life? Because you would say, I'm not grossly evil. I am not totally influenced by all of the evils in this life, even though I'm in this world. You would feel like you are not a part of, hallelujah, all that takes place in this world, because you say you are a child of God. But what about your brothers and sisters? What are you saying they are? Who are you saying they are when you don't feel like they're capable of judging matters concerning you? Verse 3 says, know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more the things that pertain to this life? Hallelujah. Well, when I researched 1 Corinthians chapter 6 was the only scripture that I found that where it mentioned that we were going to judge angels. And Paul, Apostle Paul, is saying this. Hallelujah. And one thing about it, I believe, Apostle Paul, that we will judge angels. God will allow us to be at angels' judgment, because remember, Lucifer was an angel. Okay, some that fell from heaven following him, they were angels. Hallelujah. So I believe Apostle Paul, when he says this, even though it may not be anywhere else in scripture, there are a lot of truths that are only in one place in scripture. Hallelujah. But I believe it because God dealt so with, he dealt with Apostle Paul in Revelation more so than he dealt with anyone else in the entire world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's nobody else that I know of that is in the world that has been documented. Hallelujah. That God sent to deliver and to bring unto him a whole entire world, because the Jews were just a small fraction of a small microscopic fraction of the world. God sent Paul with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the entire world that was on their way to hell. Hallelujah. So I believe this word that we shall judge angels. In other words, be there at the judgment of angels when God does specifically the judging. Hallelujah. So if God is going to allow some of us, those that come with him or those that he bring with him, to be there, hallelujah, how come you don't deem them to be able to judge the smaller matters in your life? Hallelujah. You may say, well, I don't know who it is, but don't second guess, because it may not even be you, though you think that you're the only one capable. No one else is capable but you. Okay. Verse 4 says, if then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, send them to judge who are the least esteemed in the church. Hallelujah. Okay, so commentators have given a lot of their take on this particular word from the scriptures, and I'm going to try to help you with both trains of thought. Hallelujah. Set them to judge. That's the thing. If you have judgments pertaining to the things of this life, or judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are the least esteemed in the church. Hallelujah. I like it just that way, because the way that it was written in King James Version. Hallelujah. Because if you set them to God, there's a deliverance for you if you follow this scripture just like it says. Set them to judge who are the least esteemed. So those that you honor the less, those that you tend to look down on, those that you tend to think that are not all of that in the body of Christ, those are the ones that you should set to judge your matters. Hallelujah. Why? Because it'll show you that you're not the only one, that you're not it. Hallelujah. That you're not the only one that has it. Hallelujah. Because they will come up with the right judgment. They will come up just because, look, let me tell you, you don't know the God you're dealing with. Just because you did it like the word said, God will give them to make the right judgment concerning you, whether you like it or not. Hallelujah. Because they feel like, oh, I'm always looked down on as nobody, and yet I am set to judge. These are the people that will go to God and say, God, give me the right judgment call. Let me make the right decision in this particular situation, which is something that you feeling like they're not capable may not do, because you'll feel like, well, I already know the answer. I already know what the judgment should be. And no, you don't. We think we know, but we really don't know. Hallelujah. Some of the commentaries just kind of rearranged these words, took some out, hallelujah, and added others in, hallelujah, and felt like it maybe was not those that are least in the church, but why do we go to someone that's lower than us, the world, hallelujah? I would not necessarily say it may be a temporary thing, that we look on the world and those that are in the world and of the world and go after the world, hallelujah, are not spiritual. But who are we to say where they will end up? Because some of them that we look on now and say they're not saved, they're nothing, they're worldly, they're trash, they're this, that, and the other, they may make it into the kingdom of heaven before we do. Hallelujah. So you've got to be mindful of how you think about people, period. People in the world, hallelujah, people, if they're in the world and they're not worthy, then you go and you make them worthy. You minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. Hallelujah. Pray for them, stay for them, labor with them. Just like you spend 9 months carrying a baby, you carry that soul. Even if you have to carry it for years, you carry that soul. And when it's time for you to bring that soul forth, hallelujah, as a newborn unto the Lord, you'll be able to bring it forth. Hallelujah. When we set them that are that who we deem to be least in the church to be judges of our situations, hallelujah, it knocks our haughtiness down a notch. Hallelujah. It gives us to see that we thought we were at a place in God. Hallelujah. And we are so far away from being as close to God as we think we are. Hallelujah, because, you know, it's generally, there are a lot of people that are looked down on in ministry, hallelujah, but sometimes you really got to take a whole nother look, amen, you got to look again, okay? Apostle Paul was telling the church of Corinth, he says, I speak this to your shame, okay? Hey, don't get this one twisted either, I heard you, okay? If he's talking to the church at Corinth, what's that got to do with us? You Corinthians, you're Sardis, you're Laodicea, you're Philadelphia. We all fit into every last one of these churches at some point in time in our lives. You may have been Philadelphia where you love the Lord and you doing about what he said, but then you became Corinthian where you walked after the lust of your own mind, thinking that you were somebody that you're not. You may have become Laodicea where you're on the fence and you don't know what you want, and everything works fine for you being in the church and being in the world. Okay. He says, I speak this to your shame in verse 5. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. Hallelujah. We feel, Paul was like, you are now acting like the world. He says, this is your shame. You're acting like the world. You're thinking like the world. You're feeling like the world. You're perceiving like the world because you think nobody is good enough to judge your matter. You think that nobody has wisdom but you. Hallelujah. He's like, that's shameful for you to even feel that way. It's shameful because you went to the heathen court. You went to the law of the world to get matters solved between you and your brothers and your sisters. Hallelujah. Why? Because you thought nobody knew as much as you. Nobody was as wise as you. Hallelujah. You don't consider anyone capable of handling your affairs or judging your affairs or coming up with the right answer for your affairs. Hallelujah. And that just shows our lack of faith when we don't feel like no one is capable. That's our lack of faith. Hallelujah. Because the word says, the word tells us not to go before heathen judges to solve our matters. We should be able to solve them among ourselves. And if we can't, the scripture says, if you have an ought against someone or you think they have an ought against you, go to them and talk. And then if it doesn't get resolved, take a witness with you the next time that you go and talk to them. If that doesn't get resolved, he says, then pull brothers out, those that are least among you, hallelujah, and get your issue resolved. Do not go to the heathen courts or the law, hallelujah, to get your case won, because that's basically what we think is going to happen, that we're going to get something out of it, hallelujah. Why is it that we look at our brothers and sisters and we feel that they have so many incapabilities? Hallelujah. And every incapability you think that your brother or your sister has, those are places where you are incapable. Those are places where you fall short. Hallelujah. Those are places where you have no ability to make right decisions and judge. And you know that in your life, there are a whole lot of things that you should have done and you should have chosen a different way, but you didn't. So instead of looking at yourself as being incapable, you look at others as being incapable when it comes to matters that you have, and you say, my brothers and sisters, they just can't do it. They're not able. Hallelujah. They are least esteemed. They don't know nothing. They don't act like nothing. They don't appear to be nothing. Hallelujah. And you overlook them and go straight to the heathen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul is asking here, Apostle Paul, he's like, don't you think that at least one of them is able to judge? Why is it that you think you're the only one with wisdom? Nobody else in the church has wisdom to handle your situation or your matter. Hallelujah. He says in verse 6, he says, but guess what? You brothers and sisters, and you go to law with a brother, and that before the unbelievers, you take your brothers and sisters to unbelievers to get your cases solved. Why choose the unbelievers to be judicature over your affairs? Why choose them to be judicature is your judge, your law, your court of law. Why choose them, the heathen, to be, hallelujah, over your affairs? And you are a child of God. You're stepping down. You're telling God that the people that he drew to him, because he said, with loving kindness have I drawn you. You can't come to the Father except the Son draw you. Why is it that the people that God drew to him through the Son are not good enough? They're not as good as you are. They don't know as much as you know. They are beneath you. They are so much less than you, because that's what you are saying when you don't feel like they're capable of judging your situation. Hallelujah. Why do you let the unbelievers be your judicature? Why do you consider the heathen to be more spiritually capable of handling your affairs? And they're the heathen. Hallelujah. It's not because they went to school. It's not because they learned. It's not because the saints don't know anything. Honey, you heard the lesson we've been talking about, eyes and walking by faith, every Sunday. Minister Bush has been on this. She's been saying we walk by faith and not by sight. And if you choose the people of God, and you've got faith in God, then you're going to believe that God will give them the right decision to make on your behalf. I don't care if the people that someone else choose, there were two people choosing or three people choosing, and they chose someone that you know hated you. You mean to tell me that the God you serve can't grab that mind and make that mind say innocent, if it's innocent, and guilty if it's guilty. Hallelujah. But then will you accuse them of not, they never liked me anyway. They always had negative attitudes toward me. That's why they said I was guilty. No, you're guilty because you really are guilty. Hallelujah. Why is it that your faith can't kick in when it needs to kick in? We feel that it's only the world, hallelujah, that's spiritually capable, because this is a spiritual matter. No, I ain't said the world was spiritually capable because they the world. Well, why are you going to them? Hallelujah. This is a spiritual matter. Anything that happens to you when you are a child of God, it is a spiritual matter. I don't care how worldly it seems. I don't care who worldly came against you. I don't care that you were on the fence. Hallelujah. You were on the other side of God when you were in the world. It's still a spiritual matter. You belong to him. I bet you if the rapture came and he said, you can't go because you don't belong to me. He's like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. You'd be like, they were in Matthew 7:21. Lord, didn't I prophesy in your name? Didn't I heal in your name? And he's like, depart from me. I never knew you. You're like, wait a minute, God, you did know me. You used me. I prayed and talked to you. I laid hands on people in your name. Hallelujah. Yeah, you would not want to be disassociated with the Lord. Hallelujah. But why is it that we consider that heathen? Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. He is heathen. And just because he went to school, that don't mean he won't rob you, try to rob you for all you got. We had a court case dealing with one of our children. Hallelujah. And the public defender told us straight up. He said, I can, if you got enough money, I can fix it so you never have to go back to court again. He said, but if you don't have the money, then we'll go head on. And I'll tell you right up front, you're going to be held guilty. We didn't have the money to pay him. And guess what? We were held guilty because we go to the heathen and think the heathen loves us enough to help us and make the right decision. That devil lied to you. Because we went on and we were charged. Amen. We were charged. Hallelujah. We were charged, and we had to live out that charge for years. All because we did not have the right amount of money. We go to the heathen, think that they're for us and they're working for us and they care for us. Hallelujah. And they don't. If you can't pay them, if you can't, honey, the heathen wants money just like you look in the suit for money. And years ago, they used to get 25%. And then it went up to 30%. Now they want 50% of whatever you get. Hallelujah. They're in it for what they can get. They don't care about you. They don't know you. At least the saints care about you. They know you. And the thing is, but this is the main thing. I said it. I'm going to say it again. Because if you're going to walk by faith, it has to be in your heart that God, I'm going according to your word, hallelujah, and I'm going to believe, I'm going to walk by faith. I don't see the decision that you're going to give my brothers and sisters to make concerning me, but I believe you to give them the right one. And if it means that I'm wrong, you allow them to say I'm wrong, then God, I accept my punishment because it's going to make me better. Hallelujah. 10:44. Hallelujah. It's going to make me better. Hallelujah. We've got to trust God. We've got to really and truly walk by faith. Hallelujah. Verse 7, it says, now therefore is utterly a fault among you because you go to law with one another. You're at fault for going to the law. Hallelujah. Against your brothers and sisters. Why not take the wrong? Just take it. Take it. Hallelujah. But some of us feel like ain't nobody gonna rub me the wrong way. Ain't nobody gonna do the wrong thing to me. Oh no, I'm not standing for that. I'm not taking that. I'm not going through with it. He says, why not take the wrong? Oh my God. Hallelujah. This Paul, Apostle Paul, was trying to show us all this fault that you put on someone else that did something to you. That fault really lies with you. Hallelujah. Because in your heart and your mind, you want him. Your situation to be judged by a heathen. Hallelujah. Why are you bringing the world into your spiritual situation? You are you belong to the Spirit of God. You belong to the true and the living God. Why are you trying to bring the world into your your situation? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are thought low enough as it is. So why not suffer the wrong? Why not go through whatever it is that someone has done to you? Because guess what? The truth of the matter is you have done the same thing to someone else. Hallelujah. And somebody let you go. You were let off with a whole lot of stuff you did wrong. You got away with so much. Nobody went to the heathen court against you. Nobody even battled you. They just took it. They took the wrong. And we did some stuff to people. Hallelujah. And even since we've been saved, we've been doing some stuff to people. We've been hurting people. We've been maiming people. We've been murdering people's spirits, murdering their faith, murdering their hope. We're just murderers. Hallelujah. Why not take the wrong than to go before the heathen court? Why not take the wrong even before you just bring up that you've been so hurt and offended and bruised and maimed? Why not just take it? Where's the love? Where is it? Ephesians 4:1-2. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing one another in love. How come you just can't bear what I said, what I did? Hallelujah. If you need to let me know that I made a great mistake in what I said, fine. But why can't you just bear? Why you gotta fight me? Why you gotta fight me to prove that you're bigger than me? Why you gotta fight me to prove, hallelujah, that you are not gonna let me just say anything and do anything? Hallelujah. Why do you have to fight? Hallelujah. Sometimes when there were times that we really should have fought, when the enemy was after us, when the enemy was trying to get us to go against the Lord, times we should have fought, we didn't fight. Okay. But now we want to fight now. We pick a lot of times the wrong times to fight. Hallelujah. When the devil is trying to get you to do the wrong thing, feel the wrong thing, think the wrong thing, that's when we need to fight, but we don't. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why don't we just bear one another's issues in love? That's what Apostle Paul is saying. All you want to do is just fight. And it's mainly because of what you think you can get out of it. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. You're not going to really win. Because if you win, say for instance, you got a case against me, and it really wasn't a big deal. Nothing really happened to you. You really were not at a loss for anything. But because you went to the heathen court, you won your case or you got something out of it. Guess what? You didn't deserve it. So a situation is going to happen again. And this time when you go to court, you're really going to be hurt. You're really going to be maimed. Hallelujah. But you will have already gotten paid. So you just miss out this time. The court won't rule in your favor. Hallelujah. One thing we fail to realize is that just like God directs the hearts and the minds of his people, hallelujah, when it's not for us to do the wrong thing, God, he also can direct the heart and the mind of the judge, hallelujah, of your attorney. Things that he should say and speak up for you, he won't. That because God will be like, no. Hallelujah. The first time you went, it was not good. It was not right. You were not hurt. Hallelujah. But you still fought to get something out of the deal. Hallelujah. Why not just go through it? Hallelujah. Okay. I'm going to read it for you. I can come back and give you all of these scriptures. Verse 31 and 32, it says, let all bitterness, same chapter Ephesians 4, but it's verses 31 and 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. With all malice, get rid of it. We get bitter. We hold anger. against one another, against people when they do things to us. And Apostle Paul was telling us in the previous verse, just let it go. Just take the wrong and go on. Think back on when you did it to someone. Hallelujah. Think back how you feel now is the same way that that person felt, or even worse. Hallelujah. Stop being evil. Stop speaking evil against someone that does something to you. Stop being angry at them. Stop being hateful and vengeful against them. Hallelujah. Be kind to one another. Be tenderhearted and forgive one another. This is verse 32. Forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you. God have forgiven you for so much. Oh, my God. And the scripture, Paul, is like, just the same way that God forgave you for all of the crap that you did, then you've got to forgive. You got to forgive every one of your brothers and sisters, no matter what it is that you think they've done to you, no matter how bad you think it is. Hallelujah. First Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and 9 says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. Again, First Peter, these are scriptures that's letting us know that we aren't justified holding on to issues, holding on to things that's been done. Love as brethren, just as you think, you say you're the brother of Christ. Hallelujah. You're the sister of Christ. Well, then love like Christ loved. Hallelujah. Have pity on people that do things for you. They don't know what they did. Be courteous unto them. Don't render evil for evil just because someone did something to you. Don't try to do the same thing back to them, but bless them. Pray for them. Hallelujah. Because God has called you, hallelujah, to be a blessing to someone else, even if it's just through prayer. He's called you to bless someone else and not curse someone out of your mouth, because you can't do the same. You can't be saved and bless and curse out of the same mouth. You cannot. Hallelujah. It goes against your Christian character. 1 Peter 4:8, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Hallelujah. What will you allow your love to cover? Do you have enough love to cover anything? Okay. That's what charity is, love. Hallelujah. And it's got to be fervent love. It's got to be among you with your brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Because when you really love me, all of my mishaps, my faults, my sins, my wrongs, your love will cover them. Hallelujah. You won't be trying to make a case against me. You won't be trying to make a case against your brothers and your sisters, no matter who they are. Hallelujah. Because your love will cover the things that they do. Hallelujah. We go through changes and we really magnify in our minds all of the things that's done to us and why people are allowed to do certain things. But when we look at verse 8, it tells the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God. He's like, nay, you do wrong and you defraud, and that your brother. How many of us have done things to our brothers and sisters? Amen. And no one was ever the wiser. Our brothers and sisters, they did like it said back in verse 4 or 5. They just took it and didn't make a big deal out of it. Hallelujah. We deprive someone of something by deceiving them. We deprive someone of something by committing fraud, spiritual fraud, natural fraud. Hallelujah. Spiritual deception. Hallelujah. We deceive one another. So many, hallelujah, of us have gone against one another. Amen. And it's been overlooked. So many of us have done things to others. Amen. And we overlooked it. We felt like we got away because they didn't make a big deal out of it. Hallelujah. He's like, you do wrong. You defraud your brothers and sisters. We ain't talking about defrauding the world. He wasn't even considering the world. It was like, you defraud your brothers and sisters. You do wrong to them. How come you feel that you're so good, you don't have to take the wrong that's done unto you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm. Okay, go back and read this word in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Hallelujah, because it is so much. Hallelujah. We feel like, and it's all what we're looking for. What is your motive to get out of the wrong that's been done to you? Okay, maybe something has been damaged. I remember I was driving Doc to dialysis one day, and it was snowy. The road was kind of icy. And I pulled kind of off to the side where the curb was because I saw this man about to turn the corner. And when he turned the corner, his car, it did not straighten up. He tried to straighten it up, but it didn't straighten up. It just came straight into me. And it bent up the front of my truck. And I thought about it when I was going on, when he went on past and I got on the road and proceeding to dialysis. I thought about it. I was like, God, I don't even want to go after him. Because I remember when I went to the health clinic one day, I backed up and backed into, I think it was a Mercedes. And I put a little dent in the front of their car. And I was so scared and so terrified because that's the first time anything like that had ever happened. I got in my car and I took off. Okay. And I was like, God, I don't want to, you know, I always prayed for the person that the Lord would bless them to be able to get their car fixed and nothing else was wrong with it. But I was too terrified to go back. But I thought that it's no need in me going after this man because I've done this to someone. And that wasn't the first time. When I lived on Edgemere, again, both of these accidents happened after the one that I did at the clinic. Someone ran into me. We got information and he was at fault. But I was like, I'm not even worthy to go after him because I messed up someone else's car. And the car I messed up, it was a much more expensive car. So when those two accidents happened, I thought about the one that I had backed into. Okay. We do stuff to other people, but it's not until somebody does something to us that everything is all wrong. We never go back and look at the things that we have done, the same thing that's happening to us. And if it's not, you may say, well, that's not identical. It was a green tree instead of an orange tree. Doesn't matter. It still was a tree. Doesn't matter. You've done something. Hallelujah. No matter what it is, you've done something. And that's that's where we have to see ourselves. And again, stop looking at our brothers and sisters as not capable of making right decisions. Hallelujah, because that's just a sign that you don't trust God. You don't trust God to give them the right mind, to give them the right answer concerning you. Hallelujah. And also, you know, how when we go to law against our brother, the fault really is within us. Hallelujah, because where is our love? We're supposed to love and let our love cover other people's sins. Where is our forgiveness? We've got to have a forgiving heart. If you want to take a note and go through these scriptures so you can go back and read them. The ones talking about judging the world was Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. And also Jude verses 14 and 15. The ones talking about judgment, Matthew 19 and 28, and Jude verse 14 and 15. Okay. Also, talking about why not rather suffer the wrong, just take the wrong. Talking about where is our love and forgiveness, Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 2, and verses 31 through 32, Ephesians 4, 1 and 2, and Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. Also talking about our love and compassion, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Also, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Hallelujah. And these verses, I think, too, would be helpful in allowing us to see what we say is love. And when we say we love someone and then we're ready to look down on someone and to fight someone because they don't have the love, because we don't feel like they're capable of judging us, then that should show us where our love really is. It should show us a whole lot about our love. Please go back for your reading enjoyment and read those scriptures that I gave you along with our main scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Great Grace, I love you. You guys have a great day today. Be blessed. Hallelujah. I love you. Have a good day.